from Detroit's West Side.
Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. I want to get to our two guests for today's Current Sports. You know, we've been following this story for a while now, actually dating back to the beginning of October of the local high school football season, in which four Lansing Catholic football players decided to kneel during the national anthem. And this was right before the homecoming game in which Lansing Catholic played Ionia. Our cameras were in the house. I attended that game and I saw the moment. And, you know, when it comes to the reaction of that moment here locally, many of you had thoughts on it. We had a few callers that called in. We had multiple comments on our social media pages. And as I stated at the top of the hour, this was the first time that we've really seen here in mid-Michigan the story that Colin Kaepernick actually started when he decided to kneel during the national anthem to raise awareness when it comes to racial inequality here in America, when it comes to police brutality here in America. This is the first time we've seen that story have a trickle-down effect to this area here in mid-Michigan. And right now, we have two of those four Lansing Catholic football players who decided to kneel. And these two young men have actually decided, they're both seniors, they've actually decided to transfer from Lansing Catholic High School to Lansing, Sexton, and Holt High Schools. Michael Lynn III will be transferring to Lansing Sexton, and Matthew Abdullah will be transferring to Holt High School. So they're live. Both of them are live in Studio S right now. You guys can see them via our Facebook page at Facebook.com/currentsports as we have the live stream up and running. First off, Mike and Matthew, thanks so much for joining us here on Current Sports. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
Fantastic. Great to have you guys in, and I really appreciate you all coming in to talk about this topic and your both of your decisions to transfer. So I want to start by just throwing a question out there. You know, when this decision made by you two along with your two other teammates who stood alongside you both to kneel during the national anthem before that homecoming game against Ionia, how did that decision come about for you guys? Whose idea was it, and what was the conversation like amongst you guys?
So originally I had told my parents first, and I didn't tell anybody else. But then I told Matthew and Kabosh, and this was the week before the Ionia game. So this was the Monday before we played Fowlerville.
Right.
And I told my parents I'm going to kneel Friday. And we talked about it at home and stuff. And I hadn't told any of my friends because I didn't, you know, I'd gone through and kind of figured out what I was going to say and what I was doing this for and the things that could happen, like the ramifications that could happen, because you won't always know the worst, you know, outcome that can come from it. And then, you know, when we played against Fowlerville, me and Matthew were the only two that were going to do it at that point.
Right.
You know, a couple kids said they were, but then when they found out, you know, we were going to get in trouble for it or something, we didn't know what was going to happen, but they knew there was going to be trouble. They backed out. So me and Matthew were getting stretched out by the trainers, and, you know, we're talking to each other like, so are we doing this? Are we doing it? And we both said yes. And then that's when the AD came and asked me, he's like, you know, for security concerns, can we just ask you, like, not to do it today? You know, we can do it next week. We'll set it up. We can do it next week. We can have all this, you know, a prayer. We can have a statement written and stuff like that. So I'm like, you know, I kind of sprung it on them. I didn't want to put my team in danger out in Fowlerville in the middle of their homecoming out there. I didn't want to put them in danger because if some fan decided he wanted to hurt us because he was, you know, peeved off about us doing that. Mm-hmm. I didn't want that to affect my teammates that weren't, you know, staying with us. So
right.
That's basically how that came up.
So Michael, was your idea?
Yeah.
Matthew, when Mike told you about this idea, what was your first reaction?
I supported it. I was all for it. I wanted to join in with him. We didn't know there was going to be consequences yet, but the school at first had supported us, so we thought we were good with it. And I was just happy. I told my mom, she was like, I'll support you with that, whichever you choose, and that I was happy with that.
So, Mike, you postponed it. You said you didn't want to put your team in danger out in Fowlerville.
Yeah.
The decision to do it before the homecoming game against Ionia, why did you guys choose that date, and how did you coordinate this along with the administration at Lansing Catholic?
Well, I wouldn't say we chose for it to be then. We wanted it as soon as possible. and without any danger. So we are at home, so we don't have the danger coming. That when I say danger, because, you know, I don't want to say that that would happen, you know, whether we're at Fowlerville, I don't know if that would happen. We just wanted to make sure it wouldn't.
Right.
So, like, we didn't actually, it wasn't a plan. He just said, you know, can you not do it now? So we wanted it as soon as possible. We spoke to administration the Monday after the Fowlerville game, so Ionia week. Mm-hmm. We spoke to the administration. I had a quick conversation. I wouldn't say quick. We had like a 45-minute talk, actually. Mm-hmm. It was Mr. Moore. It was our AD, Mr. Wolcott, and then my coach came in.
And who was Mr. Moore?
He's the principal.
He's the principal.
Yep.
The athletic director at Lansing Catholic as well. And, yep. And who else?
And then our head coach.
Head coach Jim Ahern was there. Okay.
So we talked about it, and I had already laid it out for Mr. Wolcott the week before that. So he kind of knew what I was already saying and why I wanted to do it. But my coach didn't. So we talked to them for about 45 minutes. And we came to the conclusion that, you know, we'll have a team meeting because Monday is our film day. So we'd have a team meeting and we'd figure out, you know, if we want everyone to kneel. I personally didn't want that. I didn't want to make people do something they weren't comfortable with.
Of course.
So we have the team meeting. Even when we're talking in the meeting, and then, you know, I talked for like 30 minutes about why I felt I needed to do this. Why I needed to do it. And the AD asked my coach, you know, is there anything you want to say? And I was kind of shocked at his response. So he tells me, and he sits there for a minute, and then he tells me, I just hope we're ready for Friday. And I kind of sat there, and I'm like, what? And he was like, I just, you know, I don't want us to be distracted. This is a good football team we're playing.
And AD said this?
No, Coach Ahern.
Coach Jim Ahern said this. Okay.
So he sat there the whole conversation, didn't really say anything. I'm thinking maybe, you know, he's trying to take it all in, but, you know, obviously that was wrong when he said, I just hope we're not distracted for Friday. And I'm just sitting there like, and I asked him, I said, is that all you have to say? And he said, you know, I just hope, you know, we're not distracted. You know, we got to win this game. And that's when our AD kind of interjected and said, now I know I know what you're thinking, Michael, but he's not very, he doesn't uses words that well or something like that. And I'm like, I just laid out this entire what I've been going through. When I talked for 30 straight minutes, I told them the things I've gone through growing up and why I felt like I needed to do this. And then he comes back and tells me, I just hope we're ready for Friday. And it kind of hit me like, either you don't understand or you don't want to understand what I'm telling you right now.
So you felt Jim Ahern, head coach at Lansing Catholic, the Lansing Catholic football team, you felt like he was just not sympathetic to what you were trying to, the point you were trying
the
to
focus,
make.
The focus of that conversation, the focus of this, like I've been saying, was deeper than football. So for him to say, you know, I just hope we're not distracted for Friday, it hurt. Like,
right. Matthew, the reaction to your other teammates when Mike went in front of you all and kind of laid out the reasoning behind why he wanted to do this, what was the reaction to the rest of the team?
Some of the team supported us, and then there were others that were just totally against it and wanted no part to do with it. And they just were just, I don't think they just didn't understand it at all. But there were some teammates that were like, yeah, we'll support you, but we just won't kneel. And at the end of the meeting, they just said, some will kneel, some will stand, but we'll all be united. But I didn't feel like that because there were others that just totally were against us doing what we thought was right.
Those who were totally against it, what was the reasoning they gave?
Their ancestors fought in the war for the freedom of our country. That's what they said. And mm-hmm. We weren't doing it to disrespect the flag. That was not our intention at all.
And I've been saying all, you know, this entire time, I feel like the message has been lost. Mm-hmm. Cap's message has been lost mm-hmm. because so many people are focusing on the anthem itself and the relation to, okay, you're disrespecting the flag in doing this. So when that's just missing the point of it. Moving on though, Mike, after you guys knelt, and again, as I mentioned, our current sports cameras were there. I was there covering that game. And after that takes place, I know that there was a meeting that the school tried to organize in which members of the student body would meet something like twice a week to talk about race relations at the school. So I want you to elaborate on what took place during those meetings and what was the response of the student body as well after that week, after homecoming week.
Oh, that's Matthew orchestrated that.
Okay, you orchestrated that.
Yeah,
Matthew. The two meetings?
Yes, me and Roger wanted culture diversity club at the school. And we were helping start that with the help of one of our teachers, Miss Pike. And the club was set to just make it so people had a safe place to go and talk about what was going on in their life or at school and with, like, racial issues or even, like, cultural issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it was – the first two meetings were good. I enjoyed them. I went to both of them. We had the option to go in the morning one before school or the one after school.
A lot of students showed up?
There was quite a few people in the morning and the afternoon. And then the next meetings we had more people even show up. And that really brightened my day. But we talked about I'd missed that practice because of the meeting. Yeah. And my coach, I texted coach and told him I wasn't going to be at practice because the meeting was running late. And he's like, and then one of the other coaches asked me why I wasn't at practice because I told him I had a meeting that was important.
Mm-hmm.
That club was something that was really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, to me, it was more important than football at the moment.
Definitely. Do you feel like progress was made?
Yes.
In what way?
Because now we have the club there. We have more people coming into it. And, like, it's not just all, like, the minorities at the school. It's everyone. Everyone's joining the club.
Folks, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are talking with now two former student athletes at Lansing Catholic High School who have decided to transfer to Lansing Sexton and Holt High Schools. We have Michael Lynn III live here in Studio S along with Matthew Abdullah. The decision to transfer for you all, I want you both to kind of elaborate on that. Why did you both decide to transfer? And what do you hope Lansing Catholic High School, the student body and administrators alike, learn from the message you both were trying to send while they are students?
So originally, when I transferred from Sexton to Lansing Catholic, while I was at Sexton, we didn't feel that, you know, I was developing the way I should, you know, educationally. I've seen people, I have friends that have gone to Sexton and, you know, made it to college and stuff, but I wanted to make sure that I was going to be prepared, and my parents felt like I wasn't being prepared mm-hmm. correctly. So, you know, there was two schools in mind. We had East Lansing and Lansing Catholic in mind. Both of them great schools, obviously. I went to a visit or a shadow day is what they called it at Lansing Catholic, mm-hmm. and I loved it. You know, I loved the classes, I loved the teachers, everything about it. So, you know, at that moment, I decided I was going to Lansing Catholic.
Right.
Obviously, things changed throughout time, and I kind of, the veil was kind of unveiled, I guess. You know, what it actually was unveiled. And originally, what it was is not what it turned out to be for me.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, originally, I saw it, you know, I loved it. Everyone was super nice and stuff. I was, you know, the new kid and stuff like that, so everyone was super nice. But, I mean, even after that football season or even during my junior season, things weren't what I thought they were going to be. So I was in there and I was playing and I was going hard for my guys. And then I'd come back to a group chat and people are talking about, and mind you, this is all happening during, you know, Donald Trump's campaign. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So
a lot of racial tension, a lot of just.
So I'm coming back. Yeah. I'm coming back from, you know, games and I'm putting my heart out on the field, and I'm coming back from games, and in the group chat I'm seeing, you know, build the wall, make America great again. I'm half Mexican and half black, so and they know I'm in the group chat, so to have them saying that, and I ended up texting them saying, like, the stuff's not funny, just cut it out, you know, do it somewhere else, cut it out, this isn't the place for that. And, you know, we still got it. So when I decided to transfer out of Lansing Catholic and back to Sexton, you know, I feel like my ACT score jumped up 7 points, you know, at Lansing Catholic. So I feel like, you know, I was prepared for college like I needed to and like I wanted to. I played a great season. You know, coming into my senior season, there was thoughts about if I was going to leave, because when I was a student at Lansing Catholic, it was horrible. Mm-hmm. You know, as a student, there was days where I didn't want to go to school. I was anxious.
As it pertains to the racial dynamic of the student body, is that what really... you really struggle with while at Lansing Catholic?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a huge culture shock going from Sexton. Right. I went to Holt earlier, then to Sexton, then to Lansing Catholic. So I dealt with problems at Holt, you know, racially, and I dealt with, you know, racism and passive racism and even aggressive racism. Then I went to Sexton, there was none. And then I get to Lansing Catholic and I'm dealing with heavy aggressive racism. And it just kind of opened my eyes. Like, you know, I thought that was just an isolated a couple of incidents at Holt, but it really isn't. Mm-hmm. You know, being at Lansing Catholic, I dealt with, like I said, passive and aggressive. Passive stuff, like little comments, but very up in my face, build the wall, mm-hmm. make America great again, stuff like that. And I dealt with that. So when I, you know, decided to leave, I felt like I got, you know, I got the great education. You know, the teachers prepared me very well.
Right.
But as a student, I didn't feel good at Lansing Catholic, and I couldn't keep going there. You know, I didn't want to leave my team. So that's why when I said before the season I was wondering if I wanted to transfer,
right.
I couldn't. I didn't want to leave my team.
Exactly.
Because they'd done a lot for me, I'd done a lot for them. But after the football season, you know, I wasn't playing football. I was just a student. I couldn't be a student there. I didn't feel good as a student. I didn't feel good walking through the halls. Like I said, I'd sit and I'd be anxious. I'd sit in the parking lot and not know if I wanted to walk into the school. And
right.
when I say anxious, it not only made me anxious, but it made me like sad. It made me, you know, it just
a lot of emotions, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Mike. And for you, Matt, do you echo those same sentiments from what Mike just had to say concerning his experience at Lansing Catholic High School?
Yeah, mostly. When I was there, I was just miserable. I didn't enjoy going to school at all, or like enjoy like seeing some of the people there. Like last year. A lot where people come to school with like Make America Great hats on or Donald Trump shirts and like a bunch of stuff like that. And it was just uncomfortable. I didn't feel safe. And it was just, this year was just bad. With the us kneeling and the backlash that we got from that, and people at the school were just vocal about it. And it just, I didn't like it. And it was just making me just miserable.
When it comes to your other two teammates who decided to join you both in trying to enlighten, you know, what was going on at Lansing, what is going on at Lansing Catholic High School. What's the conversation like that you had with those two teammates, and do they plan on staying at Lansing Catholic or transferring out as well?
I know Roger's staying there. I know Kabash. So I know both of them are staying there. Kabash is a junior, so he's going to be there for the next year.
Right.
And people have asked me, like, do I feel like we left them? And it's not, I mean, we didn't move out of state or anything. We're still talking to them. We're still here. We're still dealing with them. And Kabash, even then, it has a whole nother year there. So I'm more focused on preparing him. Because we're not going to be there. Us three, me, Matthew, and Rosé aren't going to be there. But mm-hmm. I want him to still feel that he has us and he's still secure. And hopefully, you know, kids in the diversity club, in the culture club, step up and are also with Kabash. Because, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on a young 15, 16-year-old mm-hmm. to be in all of this, and then we leave. Whether we transfer or whether we leave just because we're graduating. So, I mean, my main focus is just making sure he knows he's going to be all right.
Definitely. Roger Williams and Kabash Richards, the other two student athletes who join Matthew and Mike kneeling before the national anthem. I want to commend you both because it takes a lot of courage in order to take a stand like that when not everybody's in your corner. And speaking of people being in your corner, is there anybody that you guys want to highlight in this whole thing that had your backs from the administration, maybe at Lansing Catholic High School?
Yeah, Miss Pike for sure.
Yeah,
she was my poetry teacher and she was my speech teacher at Lansing Catholic. And I mean, that woman, I love her so much. And you know, I could say a couple of names, but for someone to put that much time and effort into us, even if I can't say she was for or opposed because she never told me. She just talked to me, you know, objectively. And that really took a lot for her. And I'm getting kind of like, because I love that woman. And she put a lot of effort into us. So I want to thank her.
All right. I really hope she's listening right now. And also for you, Matthew, anybody you want to give a shout out
to? Yeah, definitely Miss Pike. She's leading the diversity club right now at Lansing Catholic.
That's great.
And she's just supported us and helped us feel safe and just talked to us and helped us through this problem. And that's one of the main reasons I stayed there as long as I did.
Wow, the courage that you young men have shown today is truly admirable, and I want to thank you both for coming on today's Current Sports. We're short on time here And I do want to get to our Thanksgiving segment to close out the show. Real briefly, guys, to lighten the mood a bit here. It's a little bit tense here in Studio S. What's your favorite thing about Thanksgiving that you like? Favorite dish that you like, man?
Oh, Mike? See, it's not even about the food. I just love being with my family.
That's great.
I have a huge family. So all my cousins and stuff, all my aunts, they just come down. And I just, that's my favorite, being around my people. I love it.
What about you, Matt? You got a favorite food?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say mashed potatoes and gravy.
Preach on, brother.
Best part.
The best part of Thanksgiving is the mashed potatoes. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, we've had Matthew Abdullah as well as Michael Lynn III live here in Studio West to join us. Fellas, happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having us.
You got it. Got to do that again. All right. Well, until our final break, when we come back, we will put a wrap on today's current sports with our annual current sports Thanksgiving segment. What are we the most thankful for in the world of sports? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.